Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 97, Psalm 50, Glorifying God. Wonderful as it may seem, it lies in the power of feeble, finite man, to glorify God. He who is the King of Kings, dwelling in light whereunto no man can approach, and before whom angels veil their eyes, can receive an augmentation of glory from mortal man. We do not know how this can be, but God himself tells us that it is true. Whoso offers praise glorifies me. All things were created for the glory of God. Yet God is not arbitrary, but has made the glory of the Creator the highest happiness of those created. The Apostle Peter tells us, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Though man is fallen, he has not lost the privilege of serving the original purpose of his creation. In one thing he can yet stand with the sinless throng in worlds above. He can do that which will glorify God. He can join in the great anthem of praise which myriad tongues, from realms beyond our sight, send forth to the great Creator. And God is glorified by the praise of our feeble tongues just as much as by the anthems of seraphim and cherubim. For it is not the might, or the grandeur, or the eloquence of the tribute that glorifies him, but that which tells most of the power of divine love. And man, to whom that love has been most revealed, is perhaps the best fitted of all to testify of that grace which is sufficient for all needs, and that power which is made perfect in weakness.